Good morning. Day one of the podcast, but not day one of being a stay-at-home mom. This is more like day 101. So far, it has been a journey, and it's had its ups and downs. And if I'm being completely honest, there has been times when I was like, oh, I think I'm going back to work. Where I've even applied for jobs, had interviews, and then didn't go to the second interview. Just the feeling of guilt. Like, why don't you want to stay at home with your child and raise your child? Yay. And then it doesn't help that my baby is so cute. You want to stay home and watch her grow and learn. And I've been through a lot to try to have this baby. I've prayed, I've begged, I've cried. I went to countless specialists. And then when I decided I was going to go to a fertility specialist, I was waiting for my period to come, and I had to start the fertility treatment, whatever, but I had to wait till my first period, come and then go to the doctor. But it never came. I was like, no, I'm here for you. You want this baby? Here you go. And I was pregnant. Didn't even have to do the fertility thing. But as you can hear, I have a very active 11-month-old baby. Say hi. You gonna say hi? You gonna say hi? She's not gonna say hi yet, but sooner than later, she's gonna be talking everyone's ears off. So I wanted to talk about the do's. Well, the good and the bad. For me, I breastfed for about 8 months, and it was rough. I was a working mom at that point. You alright? I was a working mom at that point. I was breastfeeding. I would take my lunch and come home to breastfeed my daughter, or pump some milk while I'm at work and bring it home on my lunch. Or I was doing real estate, so I was able to just drive around. Are you okay? So here's another thing. Children learn how to cough on purpose for attention. And you can't assume that their coughing is an accident. Not on purpose or on purpose. You just have to always attend to them. So you never get to relax your mind, let alone your body. Oh my goodness, let's not get started on your body. And me, I'm not the youngest chicken in the coop. I'm 31, going on 32. My first baby. My patience is not that of a 20-year-old. I'm sleepy by 9 o'clock. And my daughter is the opposite. Right? Right, Meanie? Right? Right. So she likes to go to sleep. Wants some sleep, in a sense. She gets all this energy. Right, Amina? At nighttime, she starts to dance and scream. Yes, you do. And she just want to stay up. She want to stay up when everybody wants to go to sleep. So it's interesting. And for me, it's unfair. Because I'm pregnant. And I need sleep to birth this new baby. This new baby needs me to rest. Because when I go to sleep, the new baby in my belly is woke. And I think they talk to each other. Because she's always on my stomach. Talking to the baby. And getting mommy's stomach all the time. So this is week one, day one. There's probably been a handful of information, but there's going to be a lot more information, more detail, more subjects, details on the subject. Right now it's the first day. I kind of just want to give you a glimpse of who I am and what I got going on and my background and my foreground. And hopefully you all tune in like every day, because I need to vent. And no diss, but my spouse is not the easiest person to talk to, because he's so, this may sound crazy, he's a positive thinking person, but he's not realistic in his positivity where it comes to, it's all in your mind, it's all in your mind. He believes everything is in my head, and it's not all in my head. This pain I feel is in my legs, it's in my lower abdomen, it's in my pelvic, it's in my back. This pain is now beating me. This is my daughter, just likes to beat on me. Not beat on me, but she just likes to tap mommy. Right? So, hope you all love this podcast and like what you hear. And I hope to hear from you all soon. Send me any feedback, any notes. Tell me what you're feeding your child in the morning and the afternoon. I feel like my daughter is tired of eating chicken noodle soup. But it's like, if I try to get her macaroni, she spits it out. Spinach, she spits it out. She'll eat chicken noodle soup all day. She'll eat string beans all day. What else will you eat all day? Spinach. She love her greens. But like regular baby food, french fry. Well, it's not baby food. But like children's finger food, french fries, chicken nuggets. No, it's a no-go for her, right? Right? And baby wipes. Yeah. You're not supposed to eat baby wipes, are you? No. No. So, that's my journey. And I'll see you later. I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.